News release. Attorney General Dana Nessel. Lansing. Today, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced that her force team arrested two Chinese nationals at a Dearborn hotel on March 5th, and last week charged each with one count of conducting a criminal enterprise, a 20-year felony, and two counts of possession of a fraudulent or altered transaction device. Guangji Zhang, 46, of Irvine, California, and Wachao Sun, 35, of Los Angeles, were each arraigned in the 51st District Court in Waterford before Judge Richard Kuhn on Friday, March 7, and are accused of conducting a large-scale fraud scheme. It is alleged these men were conducting a fraud scheme that begins with the theft of empty, unsold gift cards from retail stores. The cards are then tampered with to reveal their unique redemption numbers, recorded by the scammers, then concealed once again with an adhesive to appear as though they have not been tampered with. It is alleged that the scammers then return the altered gift cards to their original intended retail point of sale and use computer programs to monitor when any card is activated with a balance of funds. As soon as a shopper places a balance on the card, the scammer is able to transfer the balance into another digital account. The gift card, when given as a gift and redeemed, is already depleted. Attorney General Nessel released a video today alerting Michiganders to the gift card scam, detailing how the scam is believed to operate, and offering tips to avoid becoming a victim. This investigation was initiated by a special agent of the United States Postal Inspection Service, a federal partner of the Attorney General's force team. A package determined to be suspicious by the USPIS agent was found to contain more than 1,500 gift cards and was addressed to the two defendants at a hotel in Dearborn. The force team, alongside detectives from the Michigan State Police Fraud East team, surveilled the package recipients who, allegedly, visited Meyer locations in White Lake, Waterford, Auburn Hills, Southgate, Allen Park, and Taylor over 2 days, placing altered gift cards back among store stock. On March 5, the men were arrested at their hotel and search warrants were executed on their vehicle and hotel room. In all, the Attorney General alleges, the men possessed more than 3,000 gift cards. Sophisticated fraud schemes undermine consumer trust and can cause significant financial harm, and I am proud of my force team for their efforts to shut down these operations and hold bad actors accountable, Nessel said. They will continue to pursue and prosecute those who engage in scams targeting Michigan residents and businesses. I urge everyone to stay alert and be cautious when buying gift cards. Taking a few extra moments to check for tampering can save you from becoming a victim. Each defendant will next appear before the 51st District Court on March 18 at 2:30 p.m. for a probable cause conference. The force team and the Organized Retail Crime Unit were established in January 2023 by the Attorney General to target criminal organizations that steal products from retailers to repackage and sell for a profit. Two assistant attorneys general serve the unit full-time, working with special agents within the Department of Attorney General and Michigan State Police detectives to investigate and prosecute these crimes. The force team also partners with the FBI's Detroit Fraud and Financial Crimes Task Force and the Postal Inspection Service. This is a first-in-the-nation unit, unique in the 50 states as being the first such unit with embedded, dedicated staff from the Department of Attorney General. The force team is dedicated to working collaboratively with retailers and local law enforcement agencies to combat organized retail crime. FORCE is an acronym that stands for Focused Organized Retail Crime Enforcement. Recent corporate partners on investigations have included Sam's Club, Walmart, Meijer, Target, Home Depot, TJ Maxx, Rite Aid, Lululemon, Ulta Beauty, Amazon, and Lowe's.